Greetings to you once again, my brothers, my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ, the one that we know as Jesus. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses. The Word became flesh, dwelt among us, and we're grateful for that. Because that Word that came down from the heavens and took on flesh and came in the likeness of mankind showed us what we needed to know, what we needed to understand, so that we could be one with the Father, and that truth of who we are and that way that's made through what Jesus Christ did for us, it's now we walk in that. You know, there are other questions that are sometimes out there, you know, along the way in our faith. And if you're real about it, if you're real about your journey and you're real about your pursuit of truth, then when a question comes up, it's okay. You know, sometimes what happens is we get so indoctrinated into a particular frame of thinking, or we're around a group of people that have a particular way that they do things, and so that groupthink sets in, or then you start getting a certain vocabulary and a certain set of language that you all use, and that's how you identify each other. Look, if you're on the path of truth, things are going to come up. And things that you thought were a certain way, and then all of a sudden you're wondering, and things change, things shift, that's okay. Listen, that's fine. Here's what you do. Take it back to the Father. If you have a question about anything, if you have a concern about anything, you ask your Heavenly Father, who is truth. He's the embodiment of truth, because he's what's real. Truth is what's real. So you go back to him, and you bring it before him, and you say, Father, what about this? Because when Jesus was here, one of the things he instructed people to, he said, be not deceived. You know, my dad and I have talked about that one. Be not deceived. And what's the nature of deception? The nature of deception is you don't think you're deceived. The nature of deception is that you think you're all right. You think you're on the right track. You think things are one way, and then later on you find out there was something else. So that's the thing, is with the nature of deception is that it's you think you're going one way, but you find out later is something else. Now, deception oftentimes creeps in because it latches on to something inside of your being that's not been resolved yet. So deception creeps in because you sometimes, or I, you know, we have maybe like a personal agenda, or something that we want, or something we desire, or something that we're holding on to, or a mental stronghold, or whatever it is. Greed, fear, lust, unresolved trauma, things that haven't been handed over, things that haven't been dealt with, things that we haven't allowed to be dealt with. Look, things happen. All right, in life things happen. But you can go through the process of at least putting those before the Father to offer them up to him to be dealt with. Even if they haven't been completely resolved, you can put that at his feet. But when we hold on to things, we leave space for the enemy to bring in deception and bring in something to latch on to that thing that was not yet resolved. You understand? So whatever that thing is, then deception can come in. And the tricks of the enemy can come in because of that place and that open door that's left there by us for the enemy of our souls to bring in deception. So now, how will you avoid deception? Well, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. They won't follow another. Whose voice is it? Well, he's the Spirit of Truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life, right? Okay. So my sheep will know the voice of truth. They won't follow another. They won't follow the lie. How do you know the voice of truth? Well, that's the voice that you are seeking. That's the voice that you want. That's the voice that is at home within you. That's that which resonates within the core of your being, of who you are. So if you are willing to accept and adhere to a lie, then you'll fall for and hear the lie. And then the deception creeps in, and then the destruction that comes with that deception creeps in. If you want truth, you won't follow the lie. Because you're going to know something's off there, something's not right there. Something's just not right with that one. So trust that. Because sometimes you may not have the words, but you know the spirit. You may not have the words for why something's not right with a particular person, or a particular situation, or a particular communication, or something that you watched, or something you came across. Whatever it may be. But you know the spirit behind it. You know, there's a lot of times that deception can be sown in with true words. The ministers of the enemy, of the devil, masquerade as angels of light. They come and they look a particular way. They fit the part. They fit the bill. You know, it's, and you know what? They could go weeks and months and years in only speaking things that are absolutely true, and then one day the lie comes in, which was always there behind the scenes. But all the time there was a spirit of deception, because they were not children of the truth. Opportunists, just waiting for that opportunity, masquerading like you, saying the right things, looking the part, but not true. So this calls for discernment, this calls for wisdom, this, and at the same time too, you'll come across people that might be rough around the edges in the eyes of the world or whatever, but there's a spirit of truth in them. They don't do things the right way, but there's a spirit of truth in them. That's your brother, that's your sister, that's the one that you want to walk this journey with. So it's time to drop the dead weights. It's time to drop the things that are not leading to peace, not supporting and moving you forward in your journey and in your path. The things that the enemy has thrown up there to try to keep you trapped, to try to keep you involved in stupidness and foolishness. You just drop those things. You're free. And when you're free, you can let things go. When you're free, you can walk out. When you're free, you can keep moving. It's only when you're a slave that you're entrapped. It's only when you're a slave that you're locked down. So, yeah, there's a lot of things going on right now in the world, a lot of things happening. Geopolitically, it is important to stay in prayer. It is important to stay sensitive to the Spirit, to the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, because He will show you what to do and where to go and how to do things. You need that right now. Absolutely need that. You don't need the lie. You don't need the deception. You don't need the tricks. You don't need you don't need any of that stuff. What you need and what you want is to listen to the voice of God's Spirit and let Him lead and guide you. So whenever it comes up a concern, whatever it is, now this is a time where it's going to be more and more and more important for you to walk this out for yourself. You're in uncharted territories now, and you don't need you need no person to do this for you. You don't need the crutch. You don't need the training wheels. What you need is to listen to the voice of the Spirit of God, and when He quickens you, to go with it. When He quickens you, go with it. Don't allow the tricks of the enemy to find a home in your spirit. Don't make excuses for the devil's work in your own life. You know, there's a lot of times, my gosh, people will make excuses for the works of the devil in their own life. They will justify them. They will they will apologize for them. They will make room for them. But in the end, it's all destroying you. You know, this is a different time. In the last couple of weeks, I've learned of the departing from this life. Two very, very incredibly special people in my own journey. You know, just finding out that they're no longer here. One of them passed away about a year ago. It's been a while since I've been in contact, but you know, still kind of have similar circles. And the other one passed away just a couple of days ago. Still been processing that one a bit. And yeah, they're not here anymore. I mean, incredible voices for the kingdom, incredible witnesses to the truth, people that have had wonderful impacts in my own life and in the lives of tens of thousands of people around the world that I'm aware of, probably much more. But yeah, they're not here anymore. You know, they're gone. And that was it. That was their journey. You know, and because I knew them personally, you know, it's not easy, the things that they had to do. Not easy, the journey that they had to go through. You know, sometimes we don't maybe realize that somebody that crosses your path, that's going to be the last time you see them. And we think we have all this time. But really, tomorrow's not promised to you or to the people that are around you. You know, you may still be here, but there may be a lot of people around you that aren't here. So, you know, tell people that you love them. Be good to those that are there around you. Be good to those that, you know, pray for those that persecute you. You know, pray for those that spitefully use you. Do what you can to be a blessing to others. You know, you don't have to do things the way the world does at all. And when you encounter difficulties, you have an advocate, and you can go to your Heavenly Father. You know, we're nobody's doormat out there. But we certainly don't have to do things like the way the world does, which is they're so quick to destroy and burn everything down. And God puts it in you and in your heart to build and to create. Because that's what takes courage. That's what takes discipline. That's what takes energy. That's what takes effort. That's what takes the working out of your own salvation in fear and trembling. That's what it takes us to build, in order to be able to build and to create. Destruction is easy. Destruction is easy. You can destroy a lot very quickly. You can destroy a person's lives with a few misspoken words at an opportune time. You can destroy somebody. You can destroy, you can burn down, you know, houses are burned down for a spark or a cinder that's in the wrong place. Destruction is quick. But to build and to create, that is, you know, that takes effort, energy. You strive. You push forward. Life pushes forward. So, you know, God has called you to create. And in this time, it's a good time to reflect on that. How do you want to create going forward? How do you want to make things going forward? What do you want to do? What's in you? Your free will human agent. What are you going to do with that freedom? What are you going to do with that freedom? Take a little time. Sit down, think about it. You're free to do anything What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, you can be a blessing. You can be a help to so many. What's in your heart? What do you want to create? What's in your heart? Allow these things to come forward. Allow yourself to dream once again. A lot of you have canceled your dreams. The enemy told you to, and you just did it. Because you've come through some hard experiences, you've come through some disappointments, and now you've just given up. You're watching things kind of just happening, but you've just given up. You feel that. You feel that sentence in your spirit of you're just done. You're just tired. Listen, even if there's nobody else out there, and right now you got somebody out there that's cheering for you, but even if there's nobody else out there that's on your side and nobody else out there that's willing, look, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Okay? After the Battle of Ziklag, you know, after everything that happened there, he ended up having to, because nobody was with him at that point. His own men were talking about stoning him. So he had to encourage himself in the Lord. And when you encourage yourself in the Lord, you will get new strength. And off of that new strength that came up, he knew what to do. You know, sometimes you get paralyzed inside of yourself. Listen, forget about your situation and praise God. Thank God. Be grateful for what he's done and where he's brought you. And as you begin to praise him, and as you begin to thank him, and as you begin to bring those things before him, you will receive the answer and the direction you need for your next action. But not until you get your eyes off of yourself and put your eyes, allow your eyes to focus on your Heavenly Father and to allow him to take you within. The kingdom is within. And I want to make the distinction here. There's a difference between having your eyes on yourself as a product of your external circumstances. That's one. Versus going within, because the kingdom is within, and you are walking in oneness with your Heavenly Father. That's number two. You need to walk in oneness with your Heavenly Father. Be grateful. Know that he that began a good work in you is carrying it on to completion. And you need to walk that out. We need you in the fight. You know, sometimes you may not be able to do much, but listen, just show up. Just show up. Sometimes all you got to do is just show up. So, as you show up and as you make yourself available, your Heavenly Father will use that which he's put within you, and it's going to make a difference. All right, keep it cool, you guys, with everything going on. be aware but not distracted. Keep your eyes on Christ. Ride the wave. Just know that we love you guys out there. We're praying for you. Blessings in Christ. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. I know we don't get back to people all the time, but we do read the stuff that comes in, and we appreciate it. All right, God bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon.